We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Cham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We increase this. Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Hamafish Shtei Sla'im La'asham. Person designated two sela of two shekel for his karban asham, which is in fact what he's supposed to. Bar Tanur says Shekachu Din Asham. That is the halacha of an asham. Dechsiv Ba'asham Meilos. Regarding asham meilos, the Torah writes in Ma'ikra Hey, and we'll soon learn other ashamos, the other guilt offerings from the asham meilos. It says Berakacha Kesef Shkalim Bish. So, kesef shkalim, shkalim, the minimum of shkalim is two. That's two shekel. In Mishneik, Hebrew, we call that two slaim. And that's the asham ilos. What about the others? So, va'asham gezelos, va'asham talui, those other two, lemeidim me'asham ilos, v'gzeir shava. What's the gzeir shava? Nemar kan be'er kecha, uses the word be'er kecha, v'nemar lahalon be'er kecha. Says the word be'er kecha is written regarding both. Regarding the Asham Gzelos and Asham Toloi, so we connect that to the Asham Me'ilos. So now three of the Ashamos we know have to be a Kesef Shkolim, have to be a minimum of two Sela. And then the Asham Shifcha Harufa Nami, what about the Asham Shifcha Harufa? We mentioned that in the past, person who had relations with the Shifcha Harufa, so he has to bring an Asham as well. How do we know that that has to be a minimum of two Sela, two Shekel? Hoil v'hu ayil ha'ave afu kekesef b'kesef slaim kishlosh asham asalo shein ayil. Because that's an ayil, it's a ram. So and the other three are a ram. So therefore, we assume all rams have the same halacha, minimum of two sela. But there are two ashamos that are not, don't have this halacha. Aval asham mitzora v'asham nazir dibetavayu ksiv keves la'asham. Doesn't say ayil, but rather it says a keves. So einam bar mikesef shkolim, you don't have that halacha that it needs to be a minimum of two shekel of two sela. So here you have someone, that's the case of the Mishnah, a person who's mafresh two sela, two coins, for the purposes of purchasing an asham. V'lokach bahem shnei elim la'asham. What did he do? He was supposed to buy one aisle that's worth two sela. He bought, ended up buying two elim for the two sela. Obviously they were cheap, they're on sale. So each one is worth less than the required amount to spend on. So what do we do in such a case? He has these two rams, but only one of them, he's only supposed to be one of them. Neither of them are worth the minimum value of what he's supposed to spend upon them. So im haya echad mehem yafesh tei slaim, ikrav la'ashama. Let's say what happens. They went, now they appreciated. So now it went up in price, and one of those rams is actually worth two sela right now. At the time of the purchase, it was less, but now one of them is worth two sela. He only spent two sela, but now he has himself one of those rams is two sela. So the Mishnah says, if that's true, if one of them is now worth two sela, yikrav la'ashama, he can sacrifice that one as his karban asham. He's chayv some type of karban asham that needs two sela. What did he do with the other animal, which is not worth, which he doesn't need, the hasheni yira ad sheyistoev, let it graze until it develops a mum, yimacha, you sell it, the yiplu dam avlam dav, and the money will be used to purchase karbanos ola. This second ram, which he's not bringing as a carbon, which was not worth two sela and still not worth two sela, was purchased with money that was designated to buy a carbon asham. So you can't bring it as an asham, but it has kedusha, and that's why it has to be wait till it has a mum, and then you're able to use the money to buy an adava carbonos ola. One point the Gemara adds is that the person who now is using this, that's like that first asham, which he bought for less than two sela. Now it's worth two sela. He actually has to pay an extra sela to the Beis Hamikdash. People shouldn't think that you can use an asham that's worth less than two sela. So he has to pay that to the Beis Hamikdash anyway. Lakach bahen shnei elim lechulin. What about the person? Not that he bought two elim for his karban asham, but rather he designated two sela to purchase for a karban asham. And instead, he used that two sela to buy two rams, both chulin, not for karbanos, not for a karban. So now he violates Me'ilah. He uses it for himself. So obviously he's going to bring an asham Me'ilos, but he also has to pay the Beis HaMikdash back for that which he misappropriated, and that's at a fifth. That's the general halacha. So what do we do? So here too, like the first case, the value of the rams now goes up. So one of them is actually worth the two sela. which is equal to Eitzuz, and the other, that's what it means. Echad yafa shtei sloim, and one is worth asara zuz, which is one is Eitzuz and one is tenzuz. One is worth the minimum of two sela. One is even worth more than that. Now this person has, as we said, has to pay the Beis HaMikdash for the meila by paying back the two sela that he used to buy a chulin animal. He also has to add on a fifth, and he's still an asha meilos, which is for violating mila, but there's still an asham that he owes. That's why he designated the money to begin with, which he has to pay as well. So now these two chulin animals, one is worth actually now two sela, and one is worth even 10 sela, and one two sela, which is 8 zuz, and one is worth 10 zuz, a little bit more. So the Mishnah says, what should he do? Hayafesh tesloim yirkav la'ashamo. The one that is worth two sela, remember, he owes a carbon asham. So that's what he needs. That's the minimum amount you need for carbon asham. So fine. So now that was a chulin animal, but you weren't supposed to use the money to buy a chulin animal. Okay, but now that can be used as, it's a ram, and now it's worth two sela, so use that as a carbon asham. And that's the asham, that will be your Asham Karban that you were chayv to begin with. V'hasheni l'me'ilaso. Interesting. The other one, the ram now, which is worth, it's worth 10 zuz, which in fact is the amount that, you know, what's 10 zuz is actually the amount that you owe the Beis HaMikdash plus the fifth. That's what that animal is worth the way it is. That's why the Mishnah gave the example of 10 zuz. That includes that which you misappropriated, the 8 plus the 2, which is a fifth, which we know a chomish is really a fourth. So that 10, what do you do with it? Oh, give it to the Beis HaMikdash. And now you still owe another asham. What's the asham? The original one that you owed. So we had some avera. Oh no, that's right. The original one was the two sela one, that animal. That's your asham that you owe to begin with. And then you have the second animal, which is worth 10 zuz, that you're going to give its value to, you're going to give that animal to the temple treasure, the Beis HaMikdash, because for your me'ila. And that all is worth the what you misappropriated plus a fifth, and now you owe an asham me'ilos. Now others, that's the way the Bar Tanur explains it. Some say it's really the opposite. The ram that's worth 10 zuz, that's your original asham. And then you take care of, that. And that, interestingly, according to these Rishonim, can count not only as the original asham, but since you're giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, so that actually counts as the money plus the fifth that you owe too. And then you have to bring the second with the second ram. That's going to be the asham ilos. According to this interpretation, you don't owe another asham, because you're bringing the original asham that actually is that payment, is that restitution for the me'ilah with its fifth. Different ways to interpret what you're doing with these two animals. So that's once again, the Mishnah says, I have lakach b'im shnei elim l'chulin. You have with the two slime you designated for an asham, some asham you owe, and you bought two elim as that achulin, and now one of them is actually worth what an asham is supposed to be worth, echad yafesh te slime, and the echad yaf asar azuz, which is even more, and that actually will equal the restitution money plus the fifth. What should you do? Hayafesh te slime, and the one that's worth two sela now because it went up in price, yikrav la ashamo. V'hasheni, which is worth even more now, l'me'ila, so that should be for me'ila. Then the Mishnah says, echad la'asham ve'echad l'chulam. Let's say, what did he do? He designated two sela, and with that he bought one animal for his asham, which was, you didn't spend enough money on it, because if you bought one for an asham, one for chulin, one for an outer carbon, so your two sela, split between the two, you don't have, your asham is not worth two sela. So what do we do here? Im ha-yashel asham yafesh teslaim, if now the one that you bought for your asham is now actually worth two sela, it went up in price, yikrav la'asham, will bring that as your asham, the asham that you owe to begin with, v'hasheni l'me'ilaso, v'yavimas, and what do you do with the second animal that you designated as chulin? You bought it. Well, you didn't really designate it as chulin. You had the money that should have been for an asham, and you use some of that money to buy this animal. So that second ram that you bought is just chulin. So, and now it's worth $2 selas. Okay, you can offer that as your asha me'ilos. So there, but it has to be with at least $2 selas, because then it can't count as the asha me'ilos. And that's what you're bringing, because you misappropriated for the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what about paying the Beis HaMikdash for your, for the me'ila? What about the value plus a fifth? V'yavi ima sela v'chumsha. And what did you, along with that carbon, that asha me'ilos, that second animal, you're going to pay a sela, which is what you owe the Beis HaMikdash, because you, because what did you, what me'ila, what did you gain from the Beis HaMikdash? Well, you started with $2 selas, and one of them you bought and used for an asha, but one you bought for a chulin. So that chulin animal's worth is only $1 selas. So that's what you owe, and you have to add a fifth. So what's the fifth v'chumsha? The fifth would be one more zuz onto that, because selas made up of 4 zuz, and that's how you take care of that problem. Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin. Hamafish chatas ho v'meis. Someone who's chayv karban chatas for violating something for which he chayv kares, and he did it b'shogeg, and he died before he could bring the chatas shemesu ba'alel. We know about halacha mishum Sinai, so that can't be brought. So the Mishnah tells us lo yivyena v'no acharav. His son cannot bring it in his place. That means that the son certainly can't bring it for the father's avera, because there's no kapara through karbanos after someone dies. And he can't bring it for the father's sin for the other reason, as we explained. It's also the chata shemesu ba'alea, lachamu shemesin, you have to let the animal die. But the chiddush is lo yivi ena b'no acharav, says the Bar Tanura, im shagag habein b'shigigas chatas. The son himself did something for which he's kai v'kam chatas. So let me just bring this carbon that my father designated when he was still alive. Lo yavi chatas shefish aviv. You can't get atonement, achieve atonement through from your shkaga through that karman. Cannot be done. You're not permitted to bring the karman chatas. That's it's not a father and a son. Someone designated a karman for a karman chatas for a specific avera, like he ate chaylev. And then he realizes, you know what, I want to bring it in change. Instead, I ate chametz on Pesach, I'll bring it for that avera. Can't do that. Afilu al chaylev sha'achal emesh lo yiven al chaylev sha'achal ayom. And a bigger chiddush, even for the same avera. But you ate chaylev yesterday, and you now ate chaylev today, so you say, well, I'm going to bring it for the chaylev. It's identical sin. So can I bring the chatas to give me for kapara for the? After all, I brought it. I designated it yesterday. I'm going to bring it for the one that for the chaylev I ate today instead. That obviously chayv too. But I just want to change it. I'd rather use this animal for the chaylev I ate, not the one I designated. Not for yesterday's chaylev eating, but for today's chaylev ilim. Yeah, now that I do. Shanei Amar, the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, karbano al chataso. The full pasuk is vehevi. This is in Vayikra Perek Dalid. Vehevi karbano si'iras izin timima nekeva al chataso asher chato. What does that teach us? Sheye karbano l'shem cheto. The karban has to be for his chet. Now, if you think about that, that drasha doesn't really answer the last question. Doesn't explain the last halacha. The last halacha was, you ate chaylev yesterday, you designated an animal for that, you ate chaylev today, I want to use the animal from yesterday for today. This says, al chataso, le korbanu l'shem cheto, this is the same sin. So in fact, this pasuk only comes to explain the disqualification of the first two cases. The animal is designated for the father's sin and the son wants to bring it, or let's say for a different avera, for the chayla. I said designated for chaylev, I want to bring it for chametz. That I get. L'shem cheto al chataso. But midoraisa, in fact, to bring it for the chaylev I brought today instead of the chaylev for which I designated for the chaylev I ate yesterday, that's not a midoraisa prohibited. That's only midorabanan, because this pasuk doesn't tell me that. It is the same chayt. Nonetheless, the rabbanan said that that's not permitted either.